The letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3440. This is dated on the fourth day of Iyar Tavshin Tezvav. There are several notes, points here that is not recorded. Aleph and Beis are not recorded. And what we have is Gimel, the third point, what the Rebbe is addressing. I guess they asked the Rebbe, should they make evening classes for general studies for the students to get together for them to learn the general studies. The Rebbe says, you know, you have the working youth, they work, but they want to make classes for them in the evening. So the Rebbe says, if the teaching over there is going to be secular general studies, he says it's not, I've written ready to Rebbe Chassidim, it's not Chabad's, not that it's a bad thing, but it's not our part of our activity to disseminate general studies. That's not what we're occupying ourselves. And in general, the Rebbe says we are not there to give stamps of approvals about schools, and especially in the above, in other words, to say that this is good, what they're doing, you know, that they're not in a yeshiva, maybe they're there. I'm not sure exactly what the Rebbe is referring to, but it is not Chabad's goal to disseminate and provide. There's others that do that, but that's not the Chabad activity. However, Rebbe says, if there is the possibility that also those that are studying the general studies, and you will be able to disseminate amongst them some Jewish studies in general, especially matters of Hasidus, particularly, of course, the Rebbe said, you should work in this, and very much so. You can create an environment where they come in the evening to study, maybe to finish their math and their science, but if you can utilize that to teach them some Yiddishkeit, and especially matters of Hasidus, you should work on that. But don't have this be as a stamp of approval on a school, maybe that you don't approve of. It's not like part of that school, it's the way of helping them to give them a taste of Yiddishkeit and give them a taste of Hasidus. That's what the activity is. So the Rebbe says, if you don't make this as part of the curriculum of the school, that's okay, that's a separate standing. And the Rebbe says, you have to just be careful each place and each time, the conditions, it shouldn't be that this school is endorsed by Chabad. We're not in the business of endorsing schools, and we don't want it to be endorsed. We're here to teach Torah and teach Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe says, don't make the decisions all by yourself to this individual. Decide what is the right thing to do. The Rebbe says, consult with the other Hasidim that are there and explain to them the points that require being careful, as explained before. Come up with a mutual decisions amongst the Hasidim over there. So, as far as providing that, the Rebbe says, well, we are not into the business of providing for secular education, but if we can utilize that to give them Yiddishkeit, by all means, as long as it's not interpreted as we are part or endorsing their curriculum. As by the way, you know, also in the Knesset, Chabad never had its own representatives like in the Knesset, because not to be part or not to endorse everything else what goes on over there, a lot of things are anti-religious, but the Rebbe wants to be careful. There's a difference between teaching Yiddishkeit or endorsing other things that are not exactly fitting with the with Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. Number four, Rebbe writes to him, you give an explanation why there wasn't a meeting between the students and the teachers in Pesach. The Rebbe had earlier demanded, as you remember, that on Pesach time, instead of everybody going on vacation, which they do, but still to keep that connection and make together. He's excusing himself and writing to the Rebbe why the students could not be, they couldn't meet. Rebbe is not into excuses and reasons. You can have the best reasons you want, the Rebbe doesn't. So the Rebbe says, this excuse is not sufficient. But of course, certainly the Rebbe says, okay, maybe you have a reason why the students weren't there, you couldn't get them together, whatever. But how come the teachers didn't meet themselves amongst themselves? And not, I don't mean just a friendly meeting, but also Yimei Iyun. So why wasn't there professional days, Yimei Iyun, at that time? That could have taken place. Apparently the excuse did not include that. You know, Rebbe is not one to accept excuses. Number five, the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you don't mention everything of the advancement in registering. You know, in Israel, there's a whole thing of registering children to bring them into the school. All what you write about it is that you got a big chunk of that work to get kids signed up for the following year, but you don't say how it's going. Number six, the Rebbe says, I'm enjoyed that you write about the meeting between the Chabad women with the mothers of the students, of the boys and the girls that are going apparently into the Reshet. This is seems very clearly the Reshet that the Rebbe would write to all the time. Do so as such in the rest of the schools. And maybe the will that should be with success, and that there should be continued encouragement and an arousal in the whole homes of the parents in practical matters. So the Rebbe says, if the women of Chabad meet with the parents of the school kids, giving them strength, bringing down in practical. I bet you if we look up the letter in which we read about, and if it had the name over there, about the Rebbe suggesting about Pesach break to the Reshet, we'll figure out who this letter is to. But anyways, number seven, this that you write, that the fence around the school has yet not been finished. You haven't made that. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised. Why does it take so long to make that fence? I guess it was maybe a fence for security. Maybe it was a fence for whatever, seclusion. I'm not sure. But Rebbe says, in middle of the winter, you wrote that you started doing this. And now we're already in Nisan, in Iyar, and you're telling me that it didn't come in. So the Rebbe says, I pray that you'll be able to give good news also in this point. The Rebbe blesses him with success in his holy work and for good news in all of the above. So the Rebbe answers in several more things about the fence, don't delay it, meeting of the women with the parents of the school, very good. Why is there no report about how it's progressing, the signing up of the children? And the excuse for not meeting is not acceptable, but at least why didn't the teachers meet? Why didn't they do their professional days? And the Rebbe also talks in the beginning about providing, you know, places to learn for after school. The Rebbe says, utilize it for Yiddishkeit, and then it's appropriate.